Sam, what's enabled you to get into the flow of this offense so quickly?
I think it's the guys in that locker room. They've had my back since day one. They've been adamant. They've been vocal about it. They've made me comfortable in the locker room. They've made me comfortable in the huddle. And I think that's really helped my transition into this offense.
Coach Emmer went so far as to say, hey, forget Sam learning the offense. He's learned it. He's got it down. Would you concur with that?
I think I'm still learning a few things about the offense. I don't think we have it all down. But, Norv, Scott, Pat, Sean, the list goes on and on of the people who have spent extra time, whether it be meeting, watching tape, coming there early, getting there late, just putting in the time to help me, get comfortable in this system.
Zimmer also said he thought the offense looked shocked early in the game, the way the Panthers came after you, even sitting on some routes. Did you feel that? Was that?
Yeah. I think in the first half, we just never really found a rhythm. Obviously when you're not converting third downs, it's hard to get in a rhythm. I've got to do a better job on third down, of extending drives, keeping us going, trying to get us into a rhythm early, because it was one of those things where, it was really a tale of two halves. You look at the second half and we were able to come out and kind of get in that rhythm, and once we clicked and found that rhythm, it was good for the rest of the day.
How about the way you're developing a pretty good connection there with Kyle Rudolph?
Obviously Kyle, he's one of those guys who, has been extremely helpful, in my time here. We spent a lot of time just talking about things. He's a pretty good friend of a quarterback. He's a big target. He's got a wide catch radius. He's got strong hands. He seems to bring in everything that's around him. And, he's one of those guys where, you throw with him a few sessions and you feel like you can trust him.
What difference did you notice in the defense? Teams were keen on Adrian the previous 2 weeks, and what was it like out there today without Adrian?
I would say we probably saw a little more too high than we have, on first and second down in the past. When Adrian's in the game, you can almost guarantee that we're going to get a loaded box, seven or eight guys up front. Whereas today, I think Carolina early in the game did a good job of, mixing coverages. They played some too high, they played some single safety, and really kind of kept us off balance early in the game.
The defensive players talk a lot about Zimmer's halftime adjustments. With offense, are there really any dramatic halftime adjustments, or just playing better?
I think there's definitely adjustments to be made at halftime. I think you look at, what we came out and did in the second half. We got to some of our quicker stuff. We got to empty a few times. We tried to spread them out, as much zone coverage as they were playing. We felt like there was some air in there if we could get some space and kind of spread them out. And I think that's kind of what we did.
What did you think that one-handed catch Thielen made?
It was awesome. Obviously that was a huge play in the game. Got us down there, to the 5, ended up being the 10. But, that was one of those, third down, big conversion, allowed us to eat some more time off the clock, get our defensive guys rested. It would have been nice to get down there and punch it in and score a touchdown, but, his catch was unbelievable.
Chip on their shoulder this week, Adrian out, everyone kind of counting the team out once again. Do you play with the chip on your shoulder? Is there a constant feeling of having something to prove in this locker room?
Yeah, I think in this league, you have to go out and prove yourself each and every week. Nothing's given, everything is taken or earned in this league. Coach Zimmer talked about it earlier in the week that, there weren't a lot of people who expected us to come in here and win this game. Besides the guys in our locker room and the people in our building, I'm sure there weren't a lot of people who expected us to come in and do what we did today. But, I've said it since I've been here. This is probably as tight a locker room as I've been a part of. The group of guys in there, it's just a close group of guys. And, it's fun to be a part of that.
Counting you out will start to change with the start you guys have had?
I think we're going to play like we have something to prove every week, regardless of, what people on the outside think. We know that we've got to go out there and we've got to earn respect every week.
Last one for Sam. Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Great job, guys.